What's up, guys? This is Little Apostate, and welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. So, today I kind of want to talk about something that has given me a lot of hope. Particularly because of the nonpartisanness of this idea, or this common enemy, I guess I will say. But I'd been doing some reading and some research on the coming age of neo-feudalism. And I was doing this because I kind of went down a hole where I was, throwing my fists up and cursing Bill Gates and I do think he should be cursed because I think he's I don't think he's necessarily a bad person, but I think he's got a taste of power that is so sweet that he's never going to let it go. He's got a sugar addiction, sweet tooth. And a lot of times I liken it to motorcycle riding. So I have a bike with only 250 cc. It's a very small bike. But when I ride with my friends who have bigger bikes, 900 cc, even 500 cc, they don't have the same grasp on more their mortality that I do while we're riding. That little extra, the 650 cc or whatever it is, more that they have than me. It's just enough to make them forget their mortality, just enough to make them forget that they're human, that they exist within this community of people who are all driving on the road. And they'll be lane splitting. They'll be, it's stuff like that that is just, it's not, you're not a human, like the you they genuinely do forget that they could fucking die. And I can't hit 70 miles an hour without my bike rattling. So for me, I'm constantly aware that this is just, I'm on a dinky bike, and for that reason I fear getting a bigger one. I'm afraid that the power will go to my head. But imagine, so take, instead of the bike, instead of 600, 900 cc's, you replace that power of the throttle with the whole fucking world. Imagine that kind of power. Imagine the way that goes to someone's head. And I've been listening, so Joel Kotkin, I believe his name is. I've been listening to him on a podcast, and it was just so interesting. Just, I'm not, I don't want, again, I always do this, but I just feel like I have to. I'm sort of operating in how I want, what I want to be for everyone is, I can't claim expertise on anything. I can only claim an interest. And I want to serve as kind of like a bridge. Like if I find something that I think is interesting and I want to talk about it, and you guys listen and you didn't know about it already, and you can go research that in depth, that's excellent. That's what I want. And because I've found this, which I think is extremely important, and I think that it is literally the bridge between the left and the right, what how we can unite and what we unite against. And that is the coming neo-feudalist age. And neo-feudalism is essentially, it's taking us back to medieval times where, there's the serfs and the ruling class, essentially, the powerful people. All of the power is consolidated at the top, and everyone, pretty much everyone, the 99% of people are serfs. And as we all sit here in our pods and we become less and less useful, the coronavirus the pandemic has been something that really sped this up. It really made it clear how useless we all are and how easy it would be to replace us by technology. And you have these tech oligarchs who are just now, like, I'm not concerned about the politicians. I'm fucking concerned about the tech oligarchs. I'm concerned about Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. Jack Dorsey, obviously. But these people who are, they aren't human anymore. They're fucking doing wheelies, lane splitting. They have no concept of what it means to be human. They don't care. They don't feel it anymore. It's not something they can feel. And, you know, they're not going to not do something that they're going to benefit from. So if it means taking over the world and destroying the middle class, then that's what they're going to do. And why do you think it was just look past? Like, people like Bill Gates have paid in grants like $250 million to media companies. You know, that's why Bill Gates is pretty much only seen as a fucking, in a positive light by everyone. I can't bring him up in a negative way to anyone. They just look at me like I'm crazy. How could you hate Bill Gates? Bill Gates is so sweet. I am sure he's a decent person, but I don't think what he's doing is good. And, you know, he's buying up he's bought up 242,000 acres of farmland in the U.S. And Jeff Bezos is on that list of top farmland owners. Bill Gates has invested in, check my notes, huh? He has investments in GMO crops, seed patents, synthetic foods, AI, and that includes robotic farm workers. A little scary there, huh? And he's got commanding positions in Coca-Cola, Unilever, and Philip Morris. So, what is that? We've got some electricity there. We've got food companies. What is this all kind of looking like? Like, it's looking like we are going to be controlled by a few. The whole world, though, it's global. And that's the thing. This isn't communism. It's not capitalism. It's some mutated form. And the only way to stop it, what was so good about this interview I listened to with Kotkin, is that he ended it instead of, like, we're fucking doomed, because that's what, you know, I hear all of this stuff and I think we're fucking doomed. But he ended it with, we, the youth, we have a chance to do something about this and to spread the word and to say, like, pod people, fucking stand up, get outside. Show them we know. They can't do this. We can't let them do it. Now, do you really, and at the World Economic Forum, they put out that video for the Great Reset. In 2030, you will own nothing. Everything will be delivered to you by a drone. That's not human. Is that what you want? Is that where you want to wake up in 2030? That's not where I want to wake up. In 2030, hopefully I wake up on some farmland of my own. Preferably with a husband who knows how to shoot a gun. And with some good motorcycle trails and some horses. That's where I would like to wake up. Ooh, lame. Wow.